The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's coach Bobby Kelsey. Wisconsin enters the Big Ten tournament as the number 13 seed and will face Northwestern in the tournament opening game on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
If you could give some opening comments, and then we will open the call for questions.
Our season hasn't gone exactly the way we planned it, but and sorry, I apologize for my voice. I've been sick with the flu, so. But we're looking forward to the Big Ten tournament. It's always an opportunity to, you know, start with a clean slate. Everybody's 0-0 at this point, and the opportunity is there to do some big things. So that's what we're kind of concentrating on instead of what our past season has been like.
All right. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Noah Neidehofer with Presidio Times.
Coach, obviously, you took, you know, a top 10 Maryland team, you know, very, very close at their place. You know, what kind of performance from your team does that, you know, does that give them any kind of momentum, any kind of realization that they have what it takes to play with any team in this tournament and potentially win it if they can continue that consistent performance for 40 minutes?
We did talk about that. They talked about it as a group. And, you know, whenever you play that type of team to that type of game, you know, coming that close, obviously you don't want a moral victory. You would win the game. But Maryland's a great team. And the key to beating anybody is you have to make shots. If you don't make shots, you're not going to have a chance. And we did that in that game. But yesterday we did not do that against Purdue. So playing a team like Maryland gives you confidence just because you know how good they are and where they've been and where they probably have a chance again to go. So you do have to take some positives from that and use that as a momentum builder for your team. But, again, you know, games, every game is different. Every opponent is different. So, but the key is to make shots. If you make shots, you have a chance in any game.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Cole Paxton with the Daily Northwestern.
Coach, played Northwestern a couple weeks ago and struggled a fair bit in that game. How confident are you that your team can make the adjustments you need to play better against them on Wednesday?
We definitely have to. They're a good team, too. They haven't. I'm sure they haven't played up to their standard. Some of the games they maybe feel like they could have won. But they do have a lot of potent scores. You know, the top 4 players with their freshmen added to the mix with their guards. They do a great job of, you know, making it hard for you to stop them individually. If you got to help, then they kick it to somebody else and they score. So we have our work cut out for us. But the benefit is we just played them a couple of days ago, actually, for our senior night. And we're very familiar with their team as they are with ours. So if we can make shots and play some defense, taking away what they like to do, we should have a pretty good shot to compete very well in the game.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about your seniors, Nicole Ballman, Dakota White. What do these players bring to your team, and what does it mean to you to send them off at the tournament?
Yeah, they've done a great job for us over the years. I know we haven't won as much as they wanted to. Some of that was injury and a lot of adversity on our end. But you know, I try to just impart on them that, you know, they have to continue to just, you know, remain positive and continue to fight and really give it their all. And, you know, it is hard when you're not getting the results that you want. But to their credit, they have done that. It just hasn't gone our way. But, you know, these kids have to learn in life things are not going to always go your way. And you have to continue to can't quit and give up. Now, you can, but that's not the answer. a lot of people do. And sports is just that. It's a game. Obviously, we're not identified by basketball. That's something we do. That's not who you are. Hopefully, it's not who I am. But I enjoy the game. I love coaching it. They love playing it, and they want to do well. But it just hadn't gone our way. So we're just going to part on them to continue to finish the season strong, whatever that means. You win, you keep playing. If you don't, you go home. So that's just how it goes, and we have a great opportunity, and we just have to seize that opportunity.
All right, Coach. Thank you for your time this morning. Get well, and we will see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you very much.